In 2015, we were the ones who started to carry out annual statistical work on deaths in custody, publishing the figures publicly and asking for investigations. And so far that had not happened. All the state would do would communicate the information to the prosecutors. Since 2016, we started to investigate each death. We also share the concern about the Uruguayan custodial facilities. Currently, the situation is very serious, very worrying, which calls for huge efforts for the system to be changed with major institutional, political, and legislative agreements for its transformation. Uruguay has 386 people per capita, per 100,000 inhabitants, which is one of the highest in the world, inexplicable for the level of conflict in the country. It does not reflect the level of conflict in the country. Sometimes we are passionate and we get excited and we speak faster. So apologies for that. So looking now at the density of the system, 123%, this is overcrowding. So this critical overcrowding, over 120 is critical. This is nationwide in all the prisons of the country. But some cases are serious. The women's prisons, for example, 143%, that's the overcrowding. We have cells in some places, especially in the capital and some inland prisons, where because of this overcrowding, there are major problems and there are fewer resources. Rehabilitation conditions are totally inadequate. Sometimes people living from 6, 7, 8 per cell without any possibility of having regularly access to toilets. The growth rate of the prison sentence in 2021 was around 10 to 12%. The last few months of the year, and then it fell, and the increase in the prison rate now at the end of last year in 2021 was 6%. Currently it has slowed down further, this growth in the prison population, but it is still rising. We believe it's around 5% currently. That is the growth rate of the prison population. Much worse, however, for women deprived of liberty. And I'm going to refer to that figure. Our office carries out or measures the living conditions and rehabilitation conditions for my commission. What we really need to say to you is that we've carried out a special report to the Parliament on the concept of cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. This commission, as we all know, it's very important for it to carry out monitoring of the international impact of civil and political rights. Sorry, the ICCPR says that all persons deprived of liberty must be treated with dignity, and the sense of prison is treatment, rehabilitation. And this is a significant contribution I'm going to send to the president. When there is no treatment in a prison system, then there is. It amounts to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. If there's no education or access to culture or comprehensive health services, regular walks in the yard, communication, visits, this is not common. It is a degradation of inhuman dignity, and it would only give rise to more violence. The situation in prisons in Uruguay, according to there's a 34% of detainees live in conditions amounting to cruel, inhuman treatment. 56% have insufficient potential for rehabilitation, and 10% in 10% of cases, the situation is good, and it is likely that the detainees will be properly rehabilitated. This is not only a human rights problem, it's a problem of public health, and it's a public security issue. There's a high level of repeat offence, recidivism, which can only drop if the system is transformed. We have also communicated to the authorities, and I will send this to the commission, or to the committee, that is, our proposed plan to combat recidivism and to bring about rehabilitation on adopting a gender and a human rights approach. This plan was taken up by the Prison Commission of the Parliament, and it's part of a continuous and constructive dialogue we have with the national prison authorities, and in particular the Ministry of the Interior. The National Institute for Rehabilitation also, and the Ministry of the Interior has publicly acknowledged before Parliament the violation of human rights in Uruguayan prisons. Our understanding is this is a very important acknowledgement, and it's a constructive basis to work on finding solutions to a age-old problem which makes all Uruguayans feel uncomfortable, because we traditionally are committed to human rights as Uruguayans. This plan we have presented, we believe, is part of what the Law 19,889 establishes, namely the obligation of the state to carry out a reform, a strategy to reform the custodial system. So it's a strategic plan to reform prisons in the medium and the short to the medium term. We are in dialogue with the authorities on this issue, and we waiting for the green light to go ahead and to innovate the system from alternatives to sentencing, and whereby minor offences don't send people to prison. In the case of women, house arrest, assisted house arrest is an option. Today, some women should not be in prisons. Comprehensive health care, public health does not totally cover all of our prisons, and it should. Also, drug abuse and treatment. And this is something that is very encouraging for your committee. The Ministry of Social Development, together with the Ministry of Interior, have been working to provide treatment for people after they leave prison. This is very innovative. It's all new. The laws are new. And it's, to a certain extent, because of the recommendations we've given the authorities. And the authorities have opened up huge work on this. I will conclude with the following. Uruguay, during the pandemic, developed an excellent practice which we have applauded, namely the health system and other areas of rehabilitation made it a priority to deal with detainees. Detainees were the first to be vaccinated. We and my staff got vaccinated. We were among the first. Prisons were not closed. That was very positive. Visits were limited, but not cancelled. We dialogued with the detainees. We received gifts from the public, and also from private companies and trade unions. Hygiene kits were taken to prisons. So COVID allowed us to develop very good practices. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you very much to the head of delegation with regards to matters pertaining to crimes committed under the dictatorship, military dictatorship. Juan Pablo Novella will take the floor, and then Marina